He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. Then he put a song in my soul today. It's a song of his praise. Hallelujah. There should be a song of thanks. Kashando. There should be a song of praise in your soul this morning. And if there is one, come on, open your mouth and let's begin the blessing. Not going to hold you, but let's love on him. God commissioned us over the over that time to pray, to give ourselves the prayer and intercession. Amen. I believe the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Come on, is that right? Amen. I believe it was our prayers over the last 30 days that kept Ian from coming to our house, our territory, from where we are. Didn't let it come not our dwelling because of the prayers of the righteous. Let's begin to bless him. Glory, glory, glory. Come on, bless his name. Glorify him. Adore him right where you are. Amen. If you're in the bed, okay, just open your mouth and bless him. But open your mouth. Shabakim. Amen. Elemo sikele mandala kita la basha. Globo sotolele beshe. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him this morning. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Exalt him. Father, we love you. Father, we adore you. Father, we give you the praise. We honor you today. We bless your name. We give you the glory. You alone are worthy. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. My God, you're worthy of the praise. You are exalted. You are exalted above the heavens. You are exalted above the earth. You are exalted above every situation, everything in my life. I magnify you. I blow you up. I bebo shy. I make you bigger than any situation, any circumstance, any problem, anything going on in my life. You're bigger than that. Ah, lullaby shande. You're bigger than that. You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than high blood pressure. You're bigger than any disease. You're bigger than poverty. You're bigger. You're bigger. You're bigger. And I blow you up today. I love you today. I give you the glory today. I exalt you today. Ambelebe shababa yaba shata. Globo sotolelebe. Lemandolobo sikiosha. Come on, right where you are. Bless him. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Semoshimi. Limimimimi ashanamaya. Mano no moko shanda. Ey, lele lebe eshe. Lebrondo lo sokula lalamanda. Laba shatorobo. Zimende lele beke karadabasha. Oh, you are worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Father, you said enter your gates with thanksgiving. So I thank you today. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. I thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. I thank you for being clothed and in my right mind. I thank you, glory to God, that it could be worse. But I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for sanctifying me. I thank you for redeeming me. I thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you that you did not redeem me with corruptible things like silver and gold, but you did it with the precious blood of Jesus. And for that, I give you the glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Basharabandere Barabosa. I thank you today. I give you the glory. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my father. I thank you for my niece and nephew. Father, I thank you for my new niece. Glory to God, Carly, that was born. God, I thank you she was born healthy with no sickness, no infirmity, no disease. Oh, I give you the praise for saving my family. I thank you for filling them with the Holy Ghost. I thank you for arresting my father. Lebasha, Holy Ghost, you're able to do it. You're able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Father, to the uttermost, you save. My God, from the guttermost to the uttermost, you save. There is nothing too hard for you. You are the God who can do anything. You are the God who answers by fire. You are the God who answers prayer. You are the God who do what you say. And on the account of your promises, menenemosha, menenemoshinama, menonomosikiniankanamaya, limandoloshata, ebashakalamaya, on the osikamai, lemenderebeekaboshi, libithiantelime, lekemandolokusa, lakadishne, elebabasha, hantalalabasaya, ilolobo sheme, limandolobo kubansi, inananamakaya. And on the account of your word that declares all things work together for the good, I stand on that promise and I declare deliverance. I declare salvation. Obashatia, hilalabandalabasaya. You're worthy. You're worthy. It could have been me outdoors if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Le Mashaya, where would I be? Thank you today that I have a voice to speak. Thank you today that I got a throat to swallow. Mandebo sikabo shata. Thank you that I have eyes to see, ears to hear, a tongue that can taste and talk. I give you the glory. Thank you that I can smell. Thank you, Hobashanda, that I'm able to feel. Thank you that you didn't give me over to my enemies. Thank you that I'm still alive. Thank you, Hobasha, Holalamadalamasaya, that I had a mind to wake up and bless you this morning. I had a mind to give you the glory. I had a mind to give you the praise. I don't take it for granted. Ah, Elosha, Iriandalaboshata, Iriansike, Ibo Sukumande, Ilelebeberialabandalabasha. It is of your mercy that I'm not consumed. Your compassion, they fail not. It's new every morning. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for being the payoff God. Thank you for being the God who answers and turns things around. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that I'm on top of the ground. Thank you that the four corners of my wall ain't the four corners of my grave this morning. Thank you that my tongue ain't glued to the roof of my mouth. Thank you. Oh, I bless you, the Oshikamaya. Menelelebe Shela. I bless you this morning. Oh, Andelebasha. I'm behind on my thanks. I'm behind on my praise. So I want to take a minute just to love on you, to adore you. Oh, my ceiling, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. You said the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. The gold is yours and the silver is yours. Oh, God, I bless you. Thank you. You're large and in charge. You're holy. You're great. You're powerful. You do miracles so great. There is none like you. There's none like you. Without you, I would do nothing. Without you, I would fail. Without you, I'm like a ship without a sail. I'm like a kitchen without a sink. I'm like a mind without a memory. Oh, I need you. Hila lebo shanda. Hadi alamando lobo hotaya. Yebian sikelema. Librusuli mianda la labashara. Bring kele lebo. Utian kalamaya. Ididio shanda basia. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless him. We bless him. Oh, basala. We bless him. Now, listen to me. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in your heart, but believe the things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatever you say. I felt very impressed by the Lord on last night that when we prayed this morning, that you were to decree and declare the things you are believing him for. Let me tell you something. God is a God who does what he says. And if you obey him and you trust him and you take him at his word, he will do the impossible. I mean, I'm getting so many testimonies of people who are getting checks in the mail. Amen. One of the saints just came the other day. They said, I don't want people to know it. But glory to God, I got this check in the mail. I got that check in the mail, and I got that. They gave me three. They got three checks. A woman, the Lord spoke to me and told me to tell a woman to go on a fast. And God was going to manifest something for her she had been believing God for. Long story short, I said, there's a big contract that God want to give you, but you got to go on a fast for it. Here it is. She's paying her bills, rent on time. Out of nowhere, she gets an eviction notice. She said, where's the eviction notice coming from? She got put on a fast, went on a fast, had a contract. I think $80,000 to $100,000 contract. Amen. She got some things on her name. But because she obeyed the word of the prophet and sowed the seed, I told her to sow and went on the fast, God approved her. I'm talking about the homicide department had told her, you will never work in this branch. But God did it. Y'all, there's somebody on this phone right now. You have something before you. But there is nothing too hard for God. He's the God of all flesh. You're going to pray. But today you're not praying, you're decreeing. I felt so impressed by the Holy Ghost to challenge you this morning to open your mouth. Male, malo, ulele an kalamasa. Whatever that situation is, open your mouth this morning and decree it. Things that you want to happen in your life, you decree and declare it when the sun is going up in the morning, and things that you don't want to happen in your life, you decree and declare it when the sun is going down. Now, some of us can't stand the rain. We can't stand the process. Amen. We can't stand what it's going to take. But when you got a word from a man of God, you stand on it. I don't care. If they tell you they're going to put you out, you look at them and say, I ain't going nowhere, and stand right there. Are you listening to me? We are getting ready to decree and declare some things by the Holy Ghost. Oh, by Shate. And whatever you believe in God for. Now, you might need to get up for this, but you need to decree it and declare it. Now, I'm going to share something with you. I'm going to share something with you, and you listen to me. Please hear me. Please hear me. Everybody get up and hear what I'm about to say, because it's going to change your life. Listen to me, young lady. Listen to me, young man. Please, please listen to what I'm about to say. If a farmer had a seed in his hand and prayed over his land, spoke in tongues over his land, danced over his land, shouted over his land, and expected a harvest, you would look at him crazy. Because you can dance, you can pray, you can intercede, you can shout, you can fall out. But there's one thing you got to do, farmer. You're doing all that shouting, but you've not planted any seed. A woman can believe God for a baby till Jesus come. But she got to find a man. A seed got to be planted. I'm not talking about numerical right now. I'm not talking about money right now. I'm talking about the seed of the word. You got to get a word on what you're believing him for. The seed is the word of God. You have a promise that said you can decree a thing and it shall be established. You have a promise that says you have what you say. You have to meditate on that promise. Turn the TV off. Please hear me. Turn off the TV and meditate on the word. You got a promise. Now let's stand on the word of God. And when we get done praying and believing God on the promise of his word, then we're going to put a seed in the ground financially. I'm talking about an apple seed. Will sit on your desk for 40 years, and it'll never do nothing until you plant it. Are you listening to me? I have a promise that says I have what I say, and on the account of that promise, open your mouth right now and begin to declare what God said concerning your life. Speak to your future. Speak to your now. Speak to your finances. Speak to your body. Speak to your sons and daughters. Melesha, I want for nothing. Father, in the name of Jesus, on the account of the word, I repent for limiting you. I repent for not trusting you. Your word declares that as a man thinketh, not as I worketh, not as I shouteth, not as I prayeth, but as a man thinketh, so am I Lesha. I change my thinking today. I change my thinking today. I reroute my thinking. I renew my thinking with the word of God. And I declare today that the less Elosha, that the last part of this year will be the greater part of this year. I declare that I am anointed, that I walk in favor, that I want for nothing. My children are delivered. I thank you today that I am large and in charge. I thank you that I work oboshai. I work efficiently. I thank you that everything I touch prospers. I command increase in every area of my life. I command increase in my finances, increase in my prayer life, increase in my dedication, increase in my fasting. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I have what I say. Your word declares that I have what I say. So I thank you today that I am anointed, that I am powerful. I thank you today that I want for nothing all the days of my life, and wherever the sole of my feet trod, it is given unto me. I thank you today that everything KCC needs, KCC Charlotte, Jacksonville, Houston, is everything it needs is provided. I thank you that those who are under this anointing and under this mantle, they are prosperous. Oh, God, I feel that. They are prosperous. They are anointed. They walk in power. They are powerful. All of Oshanda, they are rich. They are wealthy. They are spiritual. They are full of the word. The eyes of their understanding are being enlightened today. I thank you, Holosha, Elebashata, Ilolobo Sokolelemanda, that I'm in shape, that I'm healthy, that I am well, that I am favored, that I am anointed. And in the name of Jesus, I call it increase. I command it to come today from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I declare that there is none feeble among me,
There is none feeble in my family. There is none feeble in my home. There is none feeble in my church. There is none feeble in my business. I thank you that Kingdom Kitchen prospers. I thank you that Lambert's prosper. I thank you today that everyone that is under my spear, under my mantle, under the grace that you've called me to walk in, I thank you today that they prosper, that they excel. I command increase. I command doors to open now. Alabo Shanda, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you that everything I need concerning television, everything I need concerning the radio, everything I need concerning finances, payroll, whatever it is, I thank you that it's provided today. It is provided today. I command land to be released. I command land to be released. I command land that belongs to Brian Karn, that belongs to Kingdom City Church. I command land, property, real estate to be released. I thank you that my name is known abroad for the good. I cancel every negative word. I cancel every negative reputation. I cancel every negative Elobo Shande. Abababababa Shata. Ilolobobokosha. Yendediasia. I can say Yenkebe Sikabo. I cancel every prejudice. I cancel in the name of Jesus every negative word spoken against my life, my name, my ministry, my future, my destiny, my children, my wife, my husband. I cancel it today, and I declare that I am prosperous. I declare that I am daily loaded with benefits. I declare that you are my source. You are my God. You are my protection. You are my strength and my buckler. I thank you today for divine favor. Increase, come now. Breakthrough, come now. Early healing, come now. Deliverance, come now. Turnaround, come now. I thank you that I am not lazy. I thank you that I am sufficient and efficient and prosperous in business. Whatever I touch is blessed. Wherever I walk is blessed. Wherever I go is blessed. I thank you that if I see it, I can have it. If I speak it, I can have it. I prophesy to everything in my life that is dead, and I command it to live. I say live. I say live. I say live. Oh, ba, 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 ba. Shata. Open your mouth and speak. I prophesy to every area in my life, any area where finances are dry, I command liberty. I command, I command a river of increase. I command oceans of increase. I command oceans and oceans and oceans of increase in every area of my life. I thank you that I have a hunger for the word. I thank you that revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and insight flows out of me. I thank you that I operate in signs and wonders and miracles. I thank you that blind eyes are coming open and deaf ears are hearing today. I am a healer. I am a deliverer. I do open blind eyes. I do cause deaf ears to hear. I do cause the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. Ah, Baba Shande, Ibo Shai, I raise the dead today. I thank you. I thank you that I'm powerful. I thank you that I am the nation's greatest prophet. I thank you that I'm known everywhere. I thank you. I'm on CNN. I'm on NBC. I'm on CBS. I'm on ABC, MSNBC, Fox, everywhere. The TV turns. My name, Aleboko Shata. Open your mouth and declare it. Declare that over your business. Declare that over your increase. Oh, it shall be. Ilalababa Shande, Elabosa. This is the Labokuta. Yenkelamandi di Osha. Hey, Bashata the Manza. Ilalababo Kongenebe Shate. Ande, I won't for nothing. I won't for nothing. I won't for nothing. I won't for nothing. Billionaires are raising KCC. Millionaires are raising KCC. Ha, ha, ha. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You got to grow in faith. You got to grow in it. You got to trust him. You're sowing now. There's 100 people giving $37 right now. Ezekiel 37. $ PBCJR. BrianCard.org. You got to trust him. $PBCJR. You're sowing that $37 seed now. Amen. You praying all over the ground. That woman praying over her womb, but ain't giving. It's not going to work. Dancing and shouting, believing God for a baby. Seed has to go in the ground. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. You listening to me? My God, sow that seed in faith. Five of you are giving 137. 10 of you are giving 370. 10 of you are giving 370. 10 of you are giving 370. And if that's your love, Shanda, if that's you, send that email to let me know that you sold that seed of 370. Of 370. I forgot what it is. Customer service at BrianCard.org. Is that right? All this shouting and dancing, seed got to go in the ground. Y'all got to hear me when I say this. You got to stand on that seed, plant that seed, believe God, and meditate on the word. I was so challenged just the other day, listening to the Lord challenge me. He said, as a man thinketh, he said, Lambert's ain't your source. He said, the Kingdom Kitchen ain't your source. He said, can't you see not your source, your job? That's not your source. Y'all say it, but do you believe it? Amen. As a man thinketh, not as a man worketh. As a man thinketh, not as a man shouteth. You've been limiting him. God said, God told me that. He said, you're limiting me. I'm bigger than what you're thinking. I got a million ways to bless you. Take me out the box and take me at my word. Prove me now and see if I won't open you the window of heaven. Oh, my shot. There are five of you giving $137. But there are 10 of you giving 370. Okay? There's 100 of you giving 37. But you 10 that's giving that 370. Again, I believe it's customer service. At. Is it BrianCard.org? I hope I'm telling you right. And send it to me and let me know you sent that seed. Of 370. Amen. Amen. As a man thinketh, I'm telling you, I'm prophesying over you that everything about your life is changing today. Y'all, as a man thinketh, let meditate on that. Whatever you believe in God for today, whatever you believe in God for before January the 1st, find you a scripture on it and meditate. Meditate on that scripture. Meditate on it. I'm using Ezekiel 37 when God told Ezekiel, prophesy. That's why I'm trying to get you to come into the revelation of who you are. You are powerful. You are anointed. Olobo shandelebe kabashata. So you can sow that seed at $PBCJR. You can sow that seed at briancarn.com or .org. You can sow that seed at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Somebody said, I've sold. I believe you, but you haven't meditated. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it. When, Brother Khan? Day and night. Y'all listen to me. I know you don't want to hear this because you want to watch Netflix. But if you meditate on the word, you ain't got time for Netflix. God told me that. I was getting ready to watch something on TV, and the Lord said to me, if you were meditating on my word, you wouldn't have time to be watching TV, Netflix. Meditate on it. When? Day and night. That's Joshua 1:8. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Jesus has already died for your prosperity. But the way I make my way prosperous is by meditating on the seed of the word. And take God at his word. Obo shande. Yen kereme ankalamandi osia. Oh, it has to happen. Oh, it has to happen today. I said it has to happen today. Obo shokolobo kulalalalabasha. Meditate on that word. Command an increase. My God, take God at his word like never before. Plant his word in your heart and plant seed in the ground. Watch God. Ah! Masharabasi komonde. I am so charged up. I am so charged up. You need to go ahead and lay hands on yourself and say, my life changes today for the good. Amen. You have what you say. Speak it. Declare it and meditate on the word of God. There's one person going to give $1,037. And if I was you, you may have already given the 37. You better give me $1,000. I'm telling you, move on this now. I feel it. Like now. Like now. There's somebody giving that seat now. Again, that's briancarn.com. Amen. That's $PBCJR. Obo shandede bo shikanda lamai. That's briancarn.org. PBCJR. P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida 32239. Sow that seed in faith. You are blessed today. You are anointed today. Trust God. If God can get money through you, he'll get money to you. If he knows that you'll trust him to be your source, I know you don't want to hear this, but if you're not a giver, it's because he can't trust you. If you don't have seed, it's because you're not a sower. He gives seed to the sower. That's the word. I know you get offended at the scriptures, and you can. But God said he gives seed to the sower, young man, young woman. Oh, man, say, Kayla, Monda Lakita. That's what God does. He gives seed to the sower. Amen. He gives seed to the sower. Olobo Shandile Bekobanda Labakataya. That's what God gives. You are blessed today. You are favored. You are anointed. That money in your hand has no power. But once you sow it, that seed is going to start working for you. I want you to make sure you go to Kingdom Kitchen today if you're in Charlotte and get you some food. Let's support. Amen. Wham out. My God, going in, buy some food for your coworkers, your friends. My God, go to Lambert's and get you something to drink. Get you some coffee. My God, get you a good breakfast sandwich. That thing is good. Amen. But let's celebrate. Let's support. Let's trust God. And I say it again. God is challenging somebody to give 137. He's challenging. I believe it was 10 of you to give 370. But I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. That seed is doing you no good on your table. It got to be planted. You know what I thought about? I'm going to get you on off here. I know you're busy. You know what I thought about? Scientists can reproduce everything. But one thing they can't make is a seed. That's the one thing scientists can't make. They can't make a seed. Ha! Musha! Halamandelebosi! I'm blessed today. Put your faith out there and trust it. I'm telling you. Put your faith out there and trust God. This thing is real. God, men can make everything, but they can't make a seed. Even women who want a child gotta find a man for in vitro, because the doctors cannot reproduce a seed. Because scientists don't understand how all of them trees is in that seed. They don't even know how it works. They don't understand how a seed can sit on top of a shell for thousands of years and never grow. But as soon as it hits soil, that thing will grow. One more thing I want to share with you. One more thing. The soil went forth, the soil. Seed went in the ground. But here's what you need to get. And I'm done. I'm so done. The seed or the ground that had the less in it was the ground that brought forth the harvest. The ground that didn't have thorns and rocks. See, some of you, the word is planted. But there's too much mess in your heart. Your heart is designed to bring forth whatever you plant in it. You plant fear. You plant disappointment. You plant all this mess you've been watching on TV in your heart and get shocked when these things reproduce. Your heart is designed to bring forth what you plant. Get that foolishness out your heart. Get a heart that's clean. Clear up your ground. Break up that fallow ground. Because guess what? God ain't looking for more. He's looking for less. And I told that to God riding in the car. I said, God, if you need more, I can't promise you I can be more. But I can promise you I can be less. You can use anything. You can use me. I want to give myself to this word. You let that word be planted in you. You'll never be the same. You are blessed today. You are favored today. You are anointed today. Amen. You are powerful today. And watch God. So, put seed in the ground, not just financially, but get in your Bible. Get in your Bible. Plant the word in your heart. Plant it. Plant it. Plant it. Plant that word in your heart. Turn off the TV and plant that word in your heart. All these thoughts you having, all this stuff you going through, it's because you ain't got enough word in your heart. But if you get that word in your heart, it'll bring forth results. Find you a scripture and stand on it. And meditate on it and watch God. You're blessed today. My God, my life is changing. I'm a healer. And my God, so many miracles are finna take place in KCC. That's right.
I don't care what it is. That cancer, these sickness, these diseases, all this stuff in the dry up. None feeble among us. None broke among us. The seed works, y'all. The seed works. You think the devil fights you hearing the word and fights you planting seed so much? It works. It'll change your life. You're blessed today. You're anointed today. I love you so much. I'm excited about your future. Looking forward to this weekend. Amen. Saturday, I'm in Houston. Glory to God. Sunday, Jacksonville, and Sunday, Charlotte. It's going to be awesome. This is a busy month. Got a lot going on. Let's support. Love you so much. You're blessed. More grace. Cabo Sandelebe.